If you're unhappy with what you already have, getting more is not going to make things better. Instead of fighting against what is, make full and loving use of what use of it that you can make. There's always a way that you can make use of it. Instead of striving of what you think you lack, simply change your thinking. Realize that where you are is a great, an absolutely great place to be. Achievements and possessions will never make you happy. They can, however, serve as tangible expressions of the happiness that you have chosen to create within yourself. My friend, ask yourself, do you feel that something is missing in your life? Most likely, the only thing really missing is your commitment to fully accept and live the abundance that is already there. That abundance comes to you. Yes, it does, my friend. It comes to you. And you know what? It comes to you in the people, places, things, events, and situations that flow through your life each day. The way to connect with it is through sincere and sustained gratitude. So be truly thankful each day for it all, for the ups and the downs, the pleasures and the pains, the progress and the setbacks. Joyfully accept. Tell yourself today, I joyfully accept what is, and you'll surely find it is a great place to be. Ralph Morrison. Welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show. Welcome. We are so glad that you are joining us today. You know, last week we kind of took the week off and went to California and enjoyed their weather, got a tan, got a chance to hang out a little bit with Smokey Robinson's wife, Claudette Robinson. That was fun, and we just had a great, great time. Feels good to be back, and we thank you so much for being here. Our MLM Diva of Choice is dynamic. She is. I'm talking about Sue Seward, international coach, a trainer, author, a successful business developer. Sue is a wife, mom, career network marketer, and internet marketing coach who has been earning an income from home online, ladies, since 1996. She teaches others how to get leverage in their lives. She is also a public speaker, as we mentioned before, and published author of numerous print and electronic articles, as well as co-author of the book, Build It Big, 101 Insider Secrets from Top Direct Selling Experts. And we'll get her to tell you how you can get hold of that book. Today, we're going to be speaking with Sue about how to sponsor people into the business and build a team, both, get this, online and offline. So we're excited to talk to her. Sue, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Raven. I'm very excited to be here, and I really, really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, we are excited to have you here. When my friend Kim said, I know a diva you need to have, I said, who? And she said, Sue Seward, you got to have her, you got to have her.
Well, I appreciate Kim a lot.
Oh, yeah, she's an awesome lady. You know, before we get into the many questions we have today, and we definitely want to hear all the juice, we want the meat, the potatoes, and the gravy on on how to sponsor these people into our business and build a team online and offline. So before we get started, though, we want to hear a little bit about you. My friend Kim says you got quite a story. You feel like sharing with us tonight a little bit?
I'll give you the Reader's Digest. I'll try to give you the Reader's Digest version. You know, actually, Kim and I met through the Internet.
Oh, okay.
Believe it or not, we've known each other for a couple of years now, and I don't know, she found me somewhere on the Internet, and we made a connection, and then she got a hold of me about, six or seven, 8 months ago for her, a project that she was doing, and interviewed me, and so we kind of connected back together again. But, yeah, we met through the Internet, so, and I feel like we're lifelong friends. I've got a lot of my very good friends that I've met just through the Internet, and I'll give you a little bit of background on how I started in network marketing was back in the mid-'80s, I first found out about network marketing. I was a mom then. I've always been a very entrepreneurial kind of person. Even when I was young, I was always trying to find a way to make money without having to work for somebody, without having to have a boss. So I would babysit. I would drive people's horse trailers. I would, you know, I would waitress. I would do anything to be, you know, and then I would even when I had a job, I would take a sales and marketing job where I could be out of the office, away from all the office politics. So I found network marketing in the mid-'80s and joined a company, and A lot of personal issues happened after that. I kind of dabbled in network marketing a little bit, but it was a book that I read by John Kalinch, The Greatest Opportunity in the History of the World. I will never forget that book. I picked up that little book and read it, and I knew that this was what I wanted to do, and I wanted to stay home with my children. And in 1996, we moved back to Texas, and I decided, my kids were 3 and 9 at the time, I decided I'm going to find a network marketing company that I can work from home. And I had moved from a very small town in West Virginia. The population was about 5,000 people. I mean, we didn't even have a Walmart in that town when I left there in 1996. I had no cell phone, no computer. In fact, when we moved back here to our town in Texas of about 28,000, I thought I was in the big time. You know, I thought, wow, I'm in the big city now. And I kept hearing this little bink, bink noise in the parking lot. And I said, what's that noise? And my husband said, well, that's the car door openers. I didn't even know what that was, Raven. Really, I was a little country bumpkin. And so I said, you know, I don't want to go back to work for somebody. I want to get back into this network marketing. And my husband said, okay, well, you know, we got a computer. We set up an office off the kitchen. I set up a real office with a computer. I got a, you know, later I got a fax machine. So I've always treated my business like a real business. And then I got hooked up to the internet. This is in 1996. I was blown away. I couldn't believe the World Wide Web. And I got in and I started going into some news groups and AOL. And I found an ad for a network marketing company in the nutrition industry. This was, you know, over 10 years ago. And remember, I didn't even know how to use a computer. I didn't even know what an email was back then. And so I got, it just so happens that when I got into this company, it happened to be with a group of men who had been marketing on the internet for a couple of years. We were called the online marketing team. And basically what we did was use email to communicate with people and build relationships. And it just sort of, you know, they told me, my mentor said, Sue, you've got to build a presence on the internet. You've got to brand yourself. And so I just sort of took off and started doing that. Raven, I had no degree. I had no corporate background. I had no, really no, not much experience at all. I had no income of my own. I depended on my husband totally for everything, for finances. I had no confidence in myself whatsoever. I could not be doing a call like this 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I got in. I started learning. I started meeting people. I started writing articles. And remember, I had no experience in writing at all. I just dove in head first, said, I'm just going to start writing about my experiences. And that's what I did. And then I started meeting publishers who started publishing my articles. Sometimes I'd have to email them 15, 20 times just to get them to, you know, I have to be very persistent. And it's right. Just sort of built over the years from there. So, I mean, I could go on and on, but
my goodness,
I make sure
you were busy.
Realize, I want to make people realize that I started from nothing, from scratch, and I built a career in the last 10 years. And people go, oh, 10 years? And I said, well, what else would I be doing? Working at Walmart? I'd be working for somebody? I'd be making somebody else. Now I make almost pretty much close to what my husband makes. I can walk away now and do whatever I want, work when I want, work with whoever I want, and I've developed a career for myself.
That's dynamic. That's dynamic. I think that's, well, that is a great story, you know, and the best thing about it is that I hear from what you're saying is you put some work in there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people get in network marketing and they think they hit the lotto, but you knew that, you know, it was going to take some work.
Mm-hmm.
And so you did, as I often tell people, you did the thing to have the power. You go, girl.
Exactly.
You
and
absolutely
I would not do anything else, Raven. There's nothing else that I would do. This is it. This is a career.
Wow, well, that's wonderful. And it feels good to say that, doesn't it?
It sure does. I couldn't say that 10 years ago, but I can say it now.
Right. Let me ask you this. Now, you've been in network marketing for 10 years, you said?
10 years online, and before that I had dabbled in, you know, in a couple of things for a couple of years, just sort of kind of learning what network marketing really was, but pretty much solid for the last 10 years.
Okay. So out of those 10 years, how long did it really, I mean, really take you, Sue, to get where you are now, and what would you like to say to our listeners who are already tired and frustrated at this point?
I would say you need to give it at least 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Of really commitment and just really decide when you start that you're not going to give up.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to give up because you have goals and dreams, and you keep putting those in front of you, and you're not going to give up no matter what, because, you know, you're going to get rejected, you're going to get discouraged, you're going to get disappointed, you're going to get frustrated, but that happens in life, right?
Right.
We know that happens in life with everything.
Yeah, it does.
So you cannot give up. Say, you know, if you're with a company and they go under, you know, I've had this happen before, you don't just say, oh, that's it, network marketing doesn't work. You know, or you have somebody that treats you mean or bad, or you have an upline you don't like or whatever, and that doesn't work. I'm just going to give up. You can't do that. You have to keep going.
Only the strong survive. How long have we heard that?
That's right.
Absolutely.
It is about survival.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anything that you want to be successful in, you look at any successful entrepreneur, and they have failed and failed and failed over and over. The only time they've had failures, let's say that. The only time you really fail is when you quit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And you hear them say that often. They all often say, you know, the reason they're successful is because they've had a lot more no's than the rest of us have had.
That's right.
And we think, oh, yeah, right. But they really have. What was your biggest mistake when you got started?
Well, I kind of looked at that question before, and I thought, you know what? Mistakes are just a part of life, too. I mean, I have literally mistaked my way to success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest mistake would be not to learn from your mistakes, because we're going to all make mistakes, but you have to learn from those mistakes. So I've made a lot. I made a lot. And
haven't we all?
I learned from them. You know, I'll do something, and if it doesn't work, I'll try something else. And if something is working, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll just keep doing what's working. But if it doesn't, I have to learn. The hard part's when I don't learn by my mistake and I go and do it again.
Yeah, we do have to learn from our mistakes. Did you have any challenges? Because often I get emails about people that talk about the challenges they have in the duplicating process. Was that hard for you at first?
You know what? It wasn't, because I was very coachable. So that's really, really important.
It is.
Coachable. And I listened to my mentors, and when they said, you know, build a presence, go out and build relationships and build a presence and get yourself known online, that's what I did. I did exactly what they told me to do. And I was on conference call after conference call after conference call, hearing the same thing over and over and over and over and over. For I think it was 3 years before I actually did a conference call myself. I would just hear the same thing of my mentors, the leaders on the call, doing the call, hearing them. And one night, one of the leaders did not show up. One of the title leaders didn't show up. I don't remember what happened, but he didn't show up. And somebody said, Sue, why don't you do the call? And I thought I was going to die. So I, you know what, I did everything that I had heard all those years started coming out of me, and I did the call, and then they said, you did a really great job, and I said, well, I was sure nervous. I mean, that was my first, and I knew right then I'm a leader, because I did that. I stepped up to the plate.
Yep. And you stepped up to the plate and stepped out the box. And
scary, but I did it.
Yeah.
The same thing with public speaking. I have this fear. You know, a lot of people have a fear of public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've actually done it, I like it. It's really hard at first, because I think, oh, that's out of my comfort zone, because I'm an internet marketer and I don't do public speaking. I did great on conference calls now, and I've been doing them for years. And then, so this public speaking thing was a new comfort zone thing for me.
Oh, I can understand that.
Yep, and so I actually loved it.
Mm-hmm. When you get comfortable, like I'm the same way. I'm known as the telephone diva, because every single thing I do, I kid you not, is on the phone, everything I do. So when I go out to networking groups, I'm like, okay, now what?
It's a little different.
But like you know, I've grown from getting out there and being asked to speak at different places. You know, it helps, draws you out. You got to come out. You definitely got to come out.
It does. It helps you grow.
Mm-hmm. I'm like Diana Ross. Remember when she was singing, I'm coming out. Okay, folks, I can't sing. Yeah. But you get the drift.
And the more you grow, and the more you know, and the better you get, and the more successful you become.
Right,
And the better you get at helping other people do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have a passion, such a burning passion to assist people
in
getting, you know, and accomplishing their dreams, both on your team and people in other network marketing companies, because you coach all over, right? So your burning passion, that desire, makes you step out that box. It pulls you out that box because you have the passion to reach out and assist others. Awesome. Okay, so I got to tell you, inquiring minds wants to know, girl, what's the real, I mean real secret to sponsoring people into your business, building a team, both online and off?
Well, you know, in network marketing, I mean, we know we have great products, right? We all have these great products, and we go out and we build a customer base, whether it's online or offline. But the real meat and potatoes, like you said, is, I don't know if you heard this term before, one of my mentors uses this term, coconut money. And I love that because it's, that's where you can be sitting on a beach sipping a drink out of a coconut, and money is flowing into your bank account. Okay, and so that's that kind of money is made by recruiting others and coaching them, you know, coaching them to recruit others. It's, that's the leverage that I'm talking about, is the beauty of this business. You know, I could take, I can go and go to a beach and take off for a whole week and not do any work, which I have a hard time doing because I'm kind of a workaholic and because I love what I do. But I could do that and come back and I've got money in my account. So what we try to do is encourage people to also get into the business to build that leverage, because some people shy away from that aspect of the business, and we want to kind of help people to realize that it can become very fun and quite lucrative and simple once you start, you know, mastering some of the basics. And people say, well, where do I find people? You know, we sponsor people and they say, well, I don't know anybody. Well, we know they know people, okay? So people are everywhere. I can't believe people say that. People say that they don't know anybody. Well, that's, you know, everybody knows somebody.
Well, I used to say that. I mean, keeping it real, I used to say that, too, because I limited myself. My circle was small of the people. But, you know, if you get into a business like network marketing, or or if you decide to be an infopreneur or, you know, get into business, any kind of business, you just got to look for other ways. If you don't know anyone, you know, you got to hit the forums. You know, you got to hit the networking groups. And like you say, you meet wonderful people. Like I met you through Kim. You met, and Kim found you. And you know, the same thing with me having my shows, I've met people all over the world, got very, very close with people that I never knew years ago. So
yeah, you're right up the, you're right up the road from me too. I mean, you're very close. You're an hour away from me, and we didn't even realize.
We sure didn't. That's right, because you're in, I'm in Houston, and you are.
I'm in Lake Jackson, down here by the Freeport. Yeah. The key, though, really is to be yourself when you're out and about and you're talking to people in your warm market. I mean, with everybody, you know, networking at local events. You know, just be yourself.
Right.
You know, and so. You know, you don't have to be some slick salesperson in network marketing. That's not what it's all about.
You mean we don't have to be like a car salesman?
No, you don't have to be, you don't have to beat people over the head and try to drag them in like the caveman with the big club, you know, and drag people. I mean, I remember years ago when I was like that, Raven. I was horrible. Oh, God, my husband tells me what I was like. I would just vomit all over people and blah, 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 and puke all over them. And as soon as they said anything about my business, blah, 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 I would just, everything would start coming, and I wouldn't even ask them anything about themselves. And that's what I learned over the years to do, is to really be concerned about the other person and take a interest in them. You know, just relax and be yourself and get into conversation with people. And, you know, we're talking about warm market people that you're just out and about every day. Warm market are people that you do business with out in your local area. You know, we call it lifestyling. Some people call that lifestyling when they're out and about. People ask you what you do, and you know, and just kind of tell them, and then see if they what they say back. You know, you were talking about networking and local events. You know, Chamber of Commerce, Toastmasters, places like that.
Oh yeah, it's so many. It's so many. It's just, you know, nobody really has an excuse. You just, if you decide you want to be a business owner, part of being a business owner is connecting with people.
It's just like bottom line. Store. If you opened up a store, you certainly would not keep that from everybody you know.
Oh, no. Absolutely. My mother
and there's no way. If you opened up a bookstore or a boutique, you'd want to tell everybody.
Yeah, I was just going to say, my mother and sister and I, we had a little boutique in an office building, you know, so, you know, we're like, oh, wow, we're moving in an office building. All these people are going to come to us, and we're going to be make lots of money and get rich and go live on an island somewhere. Not, you know, we're in an office building. Those people were working. you know, and we just sat there for a couple of weeks, and then we both, well, I decided to hit the phones just to, you know, to call leads and get people to come into, you know, because I was doing skincare then. My mom had the boutique, and so, you know, my sister and I, we just said, okay, Mom, you stay here in the boutique. We're just going to get some flyers, and we're going to go up and down every floor, you know, pass them out, go stand outside as people coming in the door, giving to them. You had to do something because, like, otherwise,
right.
The first 2 weeks, we were sitting there, like, twiddling our thumbs.
Now
what?
Same thing. Mm-hmm. You do the same thing in network marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing people have to realize that it is a business, and you have to think like a business person.
Right.
You know, when you set up your office and you get your separate checking account, and I even have an accountant that does my taxes because I don't know anything about taxes. So
mm-hmm.
They do all my taxes. I treat it like a business. I have a separate credit card and debit card for my business. I keep all my receipts. So, you know, it's a real business,
mm-hmm.
and I treat it like that. I don't treat it like it's not a hobby.
Right.
Even when I wasn't making any money, I still treated it like
$1 million. You got to treat it like $1 million business.
So that means you need advertising budget. You know, mm-hmm. you say you don't want to talk to anybody you know, then you've got to have some kind of advertising budget. You've got to have, you know, leads that you're calling, you're purchasing leads, whatever. You know, some people will just talk to their warm market and hot market people they know, but if they don't want to do that, then you've got to have some kind of a, you know, referrals. You can get referrals from people. Do shows, booths, expos. Those are great. And go to things like that to network with people.
Or you can always advertise on Mentoring from MLM Diva.
Yeah,
hey,
put your advertisements out there. Exactly. I'm probably going to do one, too, on your show. I think I'll probably do a commercial. You know, I've got advertisements on several websites,
mm-hmm.
you know, the shows, booths, home expos,
mm-hmm.
or business expos, things like that. Go to those things and network with people and hand your business card out. If you can't afford to actually have a booth,
mm-hmm.
you just go around and meet people and get into conversation with people.
Absolutely, and do mini seminars. You know, you can do mini seminars on your product. You know,
mm-hmm.
I always tell people a good way to do it is not sometimes, you know, if you do the seminars, instead of doing the business seminar, because most likely your companies are having business briefings and you're doing, you know, home parties or, you know, different people call them different things, so whatever your company is calling them. But if you do a seminar on the product side, and the education. Everybody's always looking to be educated on something and informed on something. Then you're doing it the back end, and you're getting people
mm-hmm.
interested in the product, which you want to get them interested mm-hmm. in your product or service anyway.
That's exactly then,
you know, they'll say, you'll get those few that are business partners. Or you'll find,
exactly.
you'll scope them out, or they'll scope you out.
Exactly. You may bring a lot of people into your business as product, like you said, customers, product users that will turn into eventual business partners because they want to start earning that. They want leverage.
Mm-hmm.
They want out. There's so many people that are, you know, they're working two jobs, you know, to make ends meet, and people are just really they're really out there looking for something. People are hurting, and they really are. And a lot of people have been hurt, I know, in the industry, and then they just give up. So they really need to they need us, people like they need people to give them hope.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely, and we all have to do our part. Again, it's mm-hmm. network marketing, not
That's
to
right.
join it and sit and wait.
Yeah, the more people that help people understand that
mm-hmm.
that it is that there is effort involved. It's not a lottery. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's not like buying, you know, you're gonna win the lottery. There is work involved. It is a real business. And when you get that mindset, you know, start reading books like from Robert Kiyosaki, you know, Donald Trump. Those are two of my favorite. You know,
really,
business,
Jim Rohn,
business
he's
people.
Great.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
read some of those
Got some
books
great
about
people.
Business
mm-hmm.
and help people to understand that network marketing is no different.
Mm-hmm.
That it is going to take time and it is going to take some effort. And the more time you can put into it, probably the quicker it's going to go. If you've only got a couple hours a day and you've got a full-time job, and then, of course, it's going to take a little longer, so you don't want to beat yourself up thinking that, you know, you're going to get there as quick as somebody who, say, has, you know, 15, 20 hours, you know, 30 hours a week to put into it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you're going to kind of work at it on a part-time basis.
Well, you know what? I want to come back to you and talk about those key elements that it's going to take for us to sponsor people and build it mm-hmm. online and offline a little bit more. And I definitely want to talk to you about how we can develop that winning story
mm-hmm.
and express it the way we want. But we're going to take a quick commercial break first on behalf of our sponsors, PM Marketing Network Leads, and then we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
More with Sue Seward right after this. But first, we're going to go ahead and remind the audience that each Wednesday, we have a drawing for our live audience. So hang in there right afterwards. We're going to open up the lines to see if anybody has any questions or comments for our MLM Diva. After that, we have our drawing, thanks to PM Marketing Network leads. Now, if you're running out of leads, you don't have time to go out there and hit the pavement or networking, well, you know what? PM Marketing Network leads, they have a great package, especially created for the MLM Divas folks. Now, how can you find out about that package? Real easy. Just go to mentoringfrom-mlmdivaslive.com, and right where you subscribe for our newsletter and to be in the drawing, you'll see a blue and white box that says networkleads.com. Tell you what, click on that, and they got special pricing for all the MLM Diva folks, 5,050 free leads, along with 5,050 that you pay for. And guess what? Only $119.95, which comes with a free autoresponder and all the cool tools. Again, that's from PM Marketing Network Leads. After the show, we'll be giving away 5,050 free leads to one lucky winner. So make sure that you are with us all the way to the end, because if your name is called, you snooze, you lose. Also, we're going to give away a 60-second commercial spot. Yes, a 60-second commercial spot that you can actually advertise your business on any one of our three shows you choose to. Back with more from Sue right after this.
Let me ask you, does this sound like you? I feel like I'm in the fast lane and there's just no way off. I'm tired of working all day and coming home feeling too tired to play with my kids. Always so stressed and feeling down because no matter how hard and how long I work, I'll never catch up. Well, that was me over 3.5 years ago, and it's incredible what has changed in my life. I am so thankful to have found our team and company and very excited to share with others. We are simply regular people helping others to take control of their lives. If you can answer yes to these three questions, this may be for you as well. Are you concerned about your health and the health of your family? Do you consider yourself a good communicator and would be willing to share information with others? Would you like to supplement your existing income without selling a single product? Our company is 22 years old and considered a leader in the wellness industry. We are about enhancing lives, and honestly, what better way to make our contribution? I am Linda Welk. Take the first step and call me, 209-368-9068.
Do you need to market your business but don't know where to start, how to get started, or how to even work a lead? Are you sick of chasing after family and friends just to have no luck and no sales? Marketing help is just a phone call away with Catherine Achin, the Multiple Streams Diva and coach who teaches online entrepreneurs just like yourself how to attract more clients, make more sales, and make money with multiple income streams. Catherine has been in MLM, direct sales industry, for over 13 years, and she offers marketing campaigns for any business. Contact Catherine Achin, the Marketing Domestic Diva, today. Shorten your learning curve and get the marketing campaign and sales you deserve for your business today. Call right now Catherine Achin at 702-953-5977. You can also go to her website and find out more about her at www.whoiscatherineachin.com. That's who is Catherine with a K, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Achin. That's A-A-C-H-I-N-G.com.
Have you ever wanted your goals and dreams to instantly appear? Have you ever wanted just the feelings, a feeling that your emotions and that your vision were one? You can do that with a vision board, and I can help you. I'm Donald Wells, and I build vision boards. Give me a call, 619-436-9726. That's 619-436-9726. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live, and I am Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and we appreciate you being here and invite you and your team to come. Join us each and every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time as we bring straight talk from the MLM experts. I like to call them the MLM Divas. Yes, and our MLM Diva of choice today is Sue Sewer. And Sue, this lady's got it going on. I mean, she's a published author. She's a successful business developer. She's a trainer. She's a coach. My goodness, Sue, do you ever get tired? Mentoring from MLM Divas Live, along with Women Power Talk Radio and Amazing Women in Business, all part of the WPR Talk Radio Network. And you can reach us at www.womenpower-radio.com. Make sure you check out our archives. Boy, I tell you, I get tons of emails all over the world about how people love listening to our interviews. So you want to find out why they love it, check us out, womenpower-radio.com. Click on archives, and I kid you not, you are going to be so excited with all the information. And you know what? It's all free, so take advantage of it. If you're looking to advertise your business, email me at raven@womenpower-radio.com, raven@womenpower-radio.com. Right now, up until June 15th, and then our prices go up, but right now you can get 4 60-second commercial spots for only $225 plus one free and a banner. Each show has a matching podcast, so that's double exposure for you. So keep that in mind if you're looking to build your business. Now, back with more with Sue Seward as she shares with us her insider secrets to sponsoring and building our business both online and offline. Now, Sue, let's talk about that a little bit more in detail, and let's start about the story. You know, we start with the story because, you know, people love hearing stories. And I think there's a true art to developing your story, finding other people's hot buttons. Can you share your insight on that?
Well, that's pretty much the first step in effective sponsoring is developing your own story.
Okay.
And people think, you know what, I don't have a story. Well, everybody has a story.
Everybody
was born, you know, they have a life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you have a story, and then you lead with that, and then you, when you get into conversation with other people, and you just remember that stories sell, and facts and figures just tell.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've heard that over and over again, so all of us, I don't care what comes.
You just start developing your story, and people say, well, how do I develop my story? Well, you think about what it was that brought you in to the business that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So was it the products? Did you have a real experience with a certain product? Was it time freedom that you were looking for? Was it to pay some bills or get out of debt or travel? You want to spend more time with your kids? You know, why did you start a business from home? That's going to be sort of the basis for your story. And, you know, first of all, is letting people know why you got into a network marketing business. But it's your reason why. That's exactly what it is. So
mm-hmm.
When you use your own story, your enthusiasm just starts shining through, like you were talking about before. And people really pick up on that. You know, they pick up on your excitement and your enthusiasm. So when you're going out and you're speaking with people and you're sharing your opportunity, you have to really detach yourself from the outcome because it's not really about you. Like I was talking about before, it's not about you, it's about them. And we're really in the sorting and not selling. We're in a sifting and sorting business. And, you know, just because this business or the product is right for you,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean that it may be right for the person that you're talking to. Or even if you think this person would be perfect for your business, it could be the wrong timing for them. You know, the timing may not be right. So that's why it's real important to, you know, not take it as rejection when somebody, you know, tells you no. It's nothing personal. It's usually about that person's timing.
Right.
You know, a lot of people, that's the first thing that happens to them is they get rejected and that's it. They can't handle that. So I tell people right up front, you know, that you're going to get rejected. You know, it's going to happen. People are going to say no. But it has nothing to do really with you. It's about them. And so, you know, if you take it personally, it's going to make you just kind of wilt and fall away. I mean, you're just going to quit. You're just not going to be able to handle it. But if you realize, well, it's just not the right time in this person's life right now, and you kind of just table it and keep in touch with them, you know, it could be the right timing later if you stay in touch with the person. Because I've had people that I've stayed in touch with. I have one guy for 7 years. 7 years. We met on the internet 7 years ago. He's an attorney out in Maryland, and we just stayed in touch through another program that I was involved with. He was on the corporate side. He's been on the distributor side, and we've just become friends over the years. I've never met him in person. Just phone, emails, and we've become very good friends, built a relationship. And after 7 years, he's joined me in one of my businesses. So it took that long.
Hmm.
So, but I never got rejected when I would tell him about something, and he'd say, "No, it's just not right." I didn't take that personally and say, "Oh my gosh, oh, he doesn't like me." So remember that when you're out there and you're talking, you're getting into conversation with people and you're finding out about them, your goal is not to really convert them instantly, but just build trust. You want to build trust and establish a need or a want that exists. And, you know, you're building a relationship. And you can do that online just as well. The person I just said, I met him online. Kim Rhodes, met her online. Just about everybody I'm working with,
right,
I've met on the Internet. So, but people also, they don't always know what they need. So just be yourself, be real. Don't worry about sounding super polished and knowing everything there is to know about your business or your product. That's another thing that people think they have to know every single thing about their product. They have to, and so they may take a year to learn all these things, a whole year, and they won't talk to anybody. I know that sounds extreme, but
no,
I know
true.
People that do that.
Bad, but
oh,
true.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't get started. I got to know everything there is. Well, you don't have to really do that. You know, just talk to people like, you know, your products and your company, just like you would have at a great movie or a restaurant that you ate at. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty much the same thing. Just be calm and passionate. Like you said, be passionate. Be in conversation. You know, develop a casual approach and don't be too canned. Even when you're talking to people on the phone, I don't even use scripts anymore because I don't want to feel like I'm reading a script.
Yeah.
You know,
some people have to, you know, need to stick to a script because they get completely off. But I know what you're saying. If you
exactly.
If you do use a script, practice it in the mirror. Practice it over and over again so that you'll memorize your script more than.
You know how I really learned, though, Raven, was just doing it. I would get on the phone and
just call.
Made thousands and thousands of phone calls.
Mm.
That was the only way that I was going to learn, was to get on the phone and be rejected and hear people say no. And I've had people hang up on me, and yes, it hurts. And it feels bad, but every time I got stronger and stronger and stronger and better and better and better. That's the only way.
Yeah.
Just to do it. Just to get in there and do it.
Wow.
Have courage, because it's gonna get better and better and better.
Well, you're giving some good tips out here. I'm sure we've got people that are writing and writing and writing, but you know what the good thing is? Everyone, you can go back and check this out and share it with your team, and you can take some copious notes, and you can even download it, because we also have MLMDivas.podomatic.com podcast. This is good information, and we are so glad to have you here. Now, Sue, what about conversation? I mean, what tips can you share on that? I mean, what if a person is kind of shy, or they don't quite know what to say or how to say it? And let's say they're not even talking about over the phone. They're at a networking. Can you kind of maybe throw out one or two liners for someone that may be in the elevator and see someone, or maybe at a networking group and they need that little, you know, that little quick spiel about what they do? Can you help us out there?
Yeah, well, first of all, like I said, be yourself
and
just be very calm. I mean, try not to get, you know, kind of, you know, throw up all over people with it. As soon as they ask you one little thing about your business, don't just come out and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, boy,
remember,
we've all been there.
Turn it around to them, and there's a couple of little quick things you could say. Hey, do you know anyone who's looking to earn some extra income? Or do you know anyone who'd be interested about a specific product? Just say, you know, you're looking for a few partners to help you expand your product line in their area. And, you know, it's a really fun and profitable home business. Who do you know that might be interested in evaluating a business plan? You know, say, who do you know? Because a lot of times, you know, they'll say, well, what about me, you know? We've heard people say, I mean, I've actually done this, and it really works. And, you know, also ask people when you're talking to people, and say you're talking to a lead, you're calling a lead back, immediately ask them how you can help them, and ask them how long they've been looking for a business. That's really important. How long have they been looking? What happened a certain time ago that made them begin their search? You know, you're going to find out their why. Going to find out why they're looking. Those are two questions that will really reveal a lot if you just listen. Just listen to people. Ask them what they do now and ask them if they like what they're doing.
No.
You know, ask them what they're looking for specifically. What kind of business are they looking for? What other businesses have they looked at? And they may say, well, they've been looking at MLM for so much time, and ask them what kind of business they've been looking at. And ask them if they've ever owned. You know, have they ever owned their own business? Have they ever worked from home before? You know, how much time are they willing to devote? That's really important. And we really like to ask them how much of a financial investment, because, this is a business and you're going to have to put some money in to get it started. You know, how much you're willing to put into, you know, to...
To have your own business. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to start your own business. So if you were convinced that this was the right one. So you're kind of connecting with that person because you're asking them about them. And they're telling you, you know, their why. They're letting you know why. that they want to start a business. And when you really listen to people, they start to have a lot of respect for you because everybody wants to talk about themselves. So,
that's true. That's true.
So that's going to give you a reason, too. When you get back with that person, they're telling you why they want to start a business. They really don't want to put their kids in daycare, mm-hmm. you know, like I didn't want to do. And then you can, you know, come back and say, well, hey, Sally, you remember you said you really didn't want to have your kids in daycare, you know, and that kind of brings that back up to them. Oh, yeah, I did say that. And remember why they're looking for another way to mm-hmm. keep from having to go to work and have their kids in daycare. Because that was me. I didn't want to have to, you know, put my kids in daycare. I didn't want to have a boss. That was my burning why. I did not want to have a boss.
You don't do jobs well or bosses well, huh?
No, I'm certifiably unemployable. And I don't mind saying that. I'm pretty kind of proud of that, you know. I'm an entrepreneur, and I do not want a boss, and that was my burning why that kept me going through all the, you know, the ups and downs and the roller coaster ride. That mm-hmm. kept me going. Oh, gosh, I'm going to have to go get a job at Dillard's or something. You know?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to do that.
No, absolutely.
It takes up all your time, and then you're getting into that control thing. But some of us have to do it, but I'm like you, you know. Hearing you say that reminded me of Jeff Combs. He always says that. So.
But you can find out a person's why. If you ask them questions, you're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find out why they're looking for a business in the first place. And if they, you know, if you're talking to someone and they indicate an interest in your product, just ask them how often they use that kind of product. You know, how often they use that kind of product and why they like to use that kind of product, you know, depending on what your product is. And you're going to share your story. You know, you're going to tell people why you started your own business. And just be honest. Don't make things up. Don't make income claims and, you know, bogus claims that you can't back up.
Don't do that for sure. Then you get everybody in trouble doing that.
Okay,
that was a great suggestion on the business end, but what if somebody, let's say we're at a network marketing group and someone says, mm-hmm. so what do you do, Sue?
Mm-hmm.
What's a good, to give people an example, not throwing out your company or anything, but can you kind of just mm-hmm. give people an example of what they could say in, you know, in a minute or not even a minute, in 30 seconds that could connect with those people?
I could say something like, well, you know how couples today are often forced to both work and have their kids in daycare?
Mm-hmm. Because,
you know, people are forced to have two jobs nowadays to make things meet. Well, I've developed a business that solved that issue for me, and I coach others on how to get one or both parents out of the corporate world and into a business of their own. Do you know anyone who might be interested in learning more about this concept?
Okay,
that's one thing you could say.
Now, that's on the products. I mean, on
that's
the business side.
That's on the business side. Mm-hmm. You want to say a product? I market a line of products primarily using the Internet,
mm-hmm.
and I also have a great fundraising program that gives groups and organizations a solid product that people actually want and will use and a strong profit margin. Do you know any groups looking to raise some serious funds with something other than overpriced candy and wrapping paper? I mean, that's you know, one way that I would see if I was talking about my products. You know, it's always
right.
Who do you know? I have a business I run online from home. That always gets people's eyes. Well, you got online business. What's that?
So if you're in a network marketing,
instead of going into a long, drawn-out spiel,
mm-hmm.
here, go to my website. Here,
yeah, check it out.
Want to find out more? Go to my website. Hand them a business card. Get
mm-hmm.
their business card. Get their contact information. But here, go to my website. You'll learn all about what I do. That's
right.
Really the simplest way that I do things now. Just say, here, go to my website.
Mm-hmm.
It's all on my website. Oh, okay, and, you know, people will keep business cards. You know?
Oh, yeah, they will, and I always tell people, because I learned this from one of my mentors, is on back of your business card, if you can offer something free, put it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on there. I mean, free teleseminar, you know.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that,
again,
uh-huh.
going back to doing seminars, okay, your company
mm-hmm.
may be doing products, business seminars, you know, to business briefings and so people can take a look at the business opportunity. So maybe you can, if there's one particular product that you like that your company mm-hmm. promotes, then just hold your own little teleseminar, freeconferencecall.com.
Oh, sure.
You know, hold your own teleseminar and put it on that. When you get that mm-hmm. card out, you can say, hey, free teleseminar, record your teleseminar, free recording. Go to my website and opt in so you can get their name and number or contact me and you'll get this free. People always like free stuff.
Okay.
Find something free to give them.
Yeah, we do the same thing. We have a free drawing on
mm-hmm.
the back of our card.
Mm-hmm.
I have my newsletter. My online marketing newsletter is a way that I, you know, fill my list,
right.
my list on the internet. That's offer them, you know, a newsletter in online marketing training. Same thing.
Yeah. Now speaking about newsletters and articles mm-hmm. and things, is that a good a key element
mm-hmm.
for people to build their business online?
Oh, that's an excellent. And you can, you know, people think, well, I'm not a writer and I don't have anything to write about, but you can write about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I started writing, I didn't know how to write. I mean, and I look back now 10 years ago, you know, 8 years ago when I first started writing, I kept, you know, everything in the file, and I go back and read some of those and see how far I've come in my writing, you know, and someday I even want to write a book. I mean, that's a goal I have.
Right.
So, you know, you can write about anything. Any kind of cooking. I mean, you can write about gardening. I mean, anything. And just write about your experiences. You know, everybody's got some kind of experience they can write about. So that's definitely a way for people to find you. It's been really great for me. You know, I actually had to make connections with publishers, lots of different publishers that I met online. MLM Woman, Linda Locke. I mean, she publishes a lot of my stuff. I just go in and post stuff all over the place. Like I said, I had to sometimes 15, 20 times email someone my article. You had to be very persistent.
Yeah, you do.
And it's just like with networking. You have to be very persistent.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and people find me for my articles all the time.
We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, you brought up a really good point, and I know from also me being an entrepreneur that it's very important to write articles so people can find you that way, and that's a real, real strong online tool. When we come back, can you share with us maybe some quick tips for those just starting and want to write their first article that you found to help you, maybe 3 or 4 real quick steps, and give you a minute to think about that while we take a commercial break, okay?
Okay.
All righty. This is Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. My name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and yes, 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 every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, well, mostly every Wednesday, except for when I go to California, but no, every Wednesday we are here, and we invite you and your team to come join us. We give away free leads. Sometimes we give away books and commercial spots. We just have lots of fun. We always bring the top of the top, the best of the best. The women that have been there, done that, they are at the top of their game, and they are here. They donate their time, they really do, to come here and assist you, assist all of us in building our business, getting to the next level. I know that you've been staring at that pen. I know you want to get to that next level in your business, and I know us women, we got the shoes, we got the dress, and, you know, we got the makeup. All we need is the pen and the money to go with it. So we are here to commit to you that we will bring the best of the best right here each week, free for you to listen to, so that you can learn and get their tips, strategies, and formulas for success. Mentoring from MLM Divas Live, brought to you by Women Power Talk Radio, the station that's designed to encourage and empower and inspire women to go for their dreams and visions, no matter if it's business, personal, spiritual. We want you to turn your dreams into reality. So join us each week. All shows are posted on Wednesday. You can go listen at www.womenpower.com. I want to remind the faithful audience to hang tight, because right after the show, we're going to have our MLM Leads Opportunity Drawing, brought to you by none other than PM Marketing Network Leads, our awesome sponsors, giving away 5,050 free leads. Could it be you? Could it be you? Well, make sure you register and make sure you are here when we call your name. Also, we're going to go ahead and give away one free 60-second commercial spot. Yes, we are. We'll be back right after this with more from Sue Seward, our awesome MLM Diva Choice. Isn't she awesome? She's hot. She's dynamite. Love her. Be right back.
Let me start by asking you a simple question. If there was a product you could put in your car's gas tank that was satisfaction guaranteed to improve gas mileage by 7 to 14%, do you think there'd be a market for it? The answer, of course, is yes. After only 14 months, our company is selling products in over 190 countries worldwide and is destined to do over $300 million in its second year of business. This clearly demonstrates the demand for this unique product. This product is EPA registered and has been proven to be safe for all gasoline and diesel engines and carries 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Finally, there is a real product with over a 30-year track record with real research and testing to prove it improves gas mileage by 7 to 14%. 14% and decreases emissions by 75% or more. Imagine, not only can you save families money on their fuel bill, but you can also do your part in the battle against global warming. This is on track to be one of the largest network marketing companies ever, and we are still in the early stages of growth. We have hit a triple play in our company by keeping soaring fuel costs in check, reducing pollution in the environment, and creating a tremendous business opportunity. For further information about how you can capitalize on the product and opportunity, call 321-777-1531 or visit www.mpgsavings.net.
Hello, dynamic and wonderful MLM divas. This is Lisa Kidder, your success coach with Empower You Now Publishing, out here to share with you our success MLM diva tip of the week. And our tip of the week is prospecting with posture. Prospecting with posture means that we are prospecting from a very empowered perspective, meaning that we feel good about ourselves, we've got a good attitude, we have a conviction, a belief, and our prospects can feel that through the phone lines when we're talking to them. They can hear it in our voice. They know, wow, this is a dynamic and empowered individual, and I would love to partner with this person. So prospecting with posture is all about you and all about how you feel about you. One of our little power tips this week is when you want to get into that prospecting mindset or get into the mood, turn on some really uplifting, upbeat, fantastic music that gets you moving around and feeling good about yourself. Make sure you dress for success, even if you're going to be at home. That might not mean a whole full suit or, you know, really fantastic over-the-top jacket and skirt and so forth, but that could mean just putting on a top that makes you feel really good, makes you feel empowered, even if it's over top of a pair of jeans and maybe a set of high-heeled shoes that cause you to feel more than empowered, cause you to feel really good about yourself. I know it's important for me to get my weekly manicures or bi-weekly manicures and pedicures because when my nails look good, I feel good. So that's our power tip this week, ladies. Take care of yourself. Go the extra special mile to make sure that you are empowering yourself in all ways, because when it comes down to prospecting with posture, your prospects are going to know this is a dynamic woman. This is a woman who's confident. She's emanating success. I want to partner with her in business. So our power tip again this week, prospecting with posture, and I know you can do it. If I can assist you with more on this topic, or as far as building your business or any other areas that you may be struggling in, don't hesitate to give me a call. My number is 888-212-0759, 888-212-0759, and if you would like to request your 10 posture points to ponder, send over an email to me at Lisa, L-I-S-A, at EYNP.com. Lisa at E-Y-N like Nancy, P like Paul, .com, and request your 10 posture points to ponder, and I will email them over to you. Ladies, you have a fantastic week, and I look forward to hearing you out there on those MLM Divas talk line radio calls, and until then, you have a great one. Bye-bye.
This is Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. You can catch us by going to womenpower-radio.com, and don't forget, if you're out and about and you just, you know, don't have time to sit at your computer, you know what? We have a podcast. Yes, we do. You can go to mlmdivas.podomatic, podomatic.com, and you can download our divas and take them with you. How cool is that? If you're looking to advertise your business, remember, email me at Raven, R-A-V-E-N, at womenpower-radio.com. Take advantage of our special pricing until mid-June. Back with more from Sue Stewart.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that article writing. Okay, you know, we've got some listeners out there. I know they're smiling. They're saying, I never thought about that. Help them out. What's their first steps? We got about 5 or 6 minutes left. Let's talk about article writing.
Well, first of all, when I started writing articles, it was very different because it was 10 years ago, and we didn't have a lot of the tools that we have now. I had email. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I just started writing about my experiences, and then I would go online, and I would find various, you know, publishers, different people that I knew published articles. But now there's a new thing called a blog, which is pretty interesting. A blog is, actually, if you wanted to start, you know, start your own blog, this is where you just write about your thoughts. I mean, if we had blogs back then, that's probably what I would have been, that's probably where I would have been writing a lot is through a blog.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go to blogger.com and just set up a little account in there.
Can you spell that for them?
It's blogger.com, blogger.com, and you can just set up a little blog and start writing away. And there's when you write a blog, you can actually put, I don't know all of the technical aspects, but I know that if you can put links into your actual article,
mm-hmm.
and you can put links that will be picked up on Google, which I don't understand any of that stuff. Believe it or not,
yeah.
for 10 years on the Internet,
That's
I don't
okay.
understand how in the world am I found on Google. You Google my name and, you know, 300,000 things come up. But you can also Google, just go into, I mean, I use Google for everything. Go into Google and find out about writing articles, because you can probably find a ton of tips and places that you can post your articles to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different, because people are always looking for articles for their newsletters, their e-zines. I mean, they're always looking for articles.
Okay, but for the person that's never done this, you say to them, write your thoughts. So
writing about your experiences of what you do, even if it's about something that you enjoy, your hobby,
mm-hmm.
something, you know, you can start writing about. If you've been, you know, if you've been in network marketing and you've got some experiences, start writing about those.
Okay, give us a sentence to start them out. Don't say any company's name. They're in network marketing.
Uh-huh.
Or they say, hi, you know, I'm in network. No, they don't say hi because they're supposed to write, what, in third party or?
Yeah, well, sometimes I would write in third party. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
Sometimes I use I,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes I use we.
Okay.
You know, I would write about not giving up a lot. That was one of the big things that I wrote about way back then, was not giving up, not quitting, you know, through some of the things that I'd been through. I just kind of wrote about, you know, not giving up. And that article is still floating around after all these years. People write me and say they're so inspired because, you know, they've been frustrated and they read that article and they go, wow, that really inspired me to keep going.
Right.
Because I wrote about not giving up.
Okay, so let's not.
I would actually go into Google and find out about writing. You know,
mm-hmm.
if somebody really wants to start writing articles, or, you know, I would go in and find out exactly about writing, because, I mean, I was not the most polished writer when I started.
Right, right.
I mean, the grammar was not right,
mm-hmm.
but they posted the articles, and people,
right. mm-hmm.
it's because I wrote like I'm talking. I just wrote like I'm, people just said they felt like I was talking to them, you know, and it wasn't all perfect and grammar perfect. I showed them that anybody can do it.
So they don't have to worry about the grammar. And this is what I'm trying to paint a picture for them.
You can use spell check and all mm-hmm. these things now on your computer that will take care of all that anyway.
Right. So are they starting out with dear or hello people or hello everyone? I mean, just kind of.
Well, you know, I always have a title
mm-hmm.
for my article.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a little copyright thing saying that, you know, people, if they want to copy my article and use it somewhere, that they've got to use my bio at the end. That's real important that you have a little bio at the end. It's a little blurb about, you know, you about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that what you read about me at the beginning, that's pretty much the bio that I have on all my articles.
Right. Okay.
And Sue Seward is a, you know, a career network marketer, has been earning an income online but from, you know, since 1996, blah, blah, blah. You have a little bio on every single article. You don't want to forget to put that in.
Okay.
And then you have a title, and then I would always have a little copyright, like I said, because if somebody was going to post my article, I wanted to make sure that I had my bio on there with my website.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Get back to, mm-hmm. you know, you can get in touch with me. Because I've had some articles that were put in certain publications and they didn't have my correct website. And I was like, oh. So make sure that information is correct. And just don't worry about, you know, being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, you're going to get better. If you want to start writing, you have to really have a passion for writing, too. Not everybody wants to write.
Right.
Not everybody wants to speak in public. I mean, you know, that doesn't mean you have to do all these
things. Not everybody has the time for it or something.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Another really good place to meet people and make connections is message forums. That's where I first started out, too, meeting people in various online message forums. Way back then we had AOL, so that was like AOL had different chat rooms and message forums way back in 10 years ago. I still know a lot of these people that I met 10 years ago. And the main thing about those kind of places is that you're not going in there to just blatantly advertise your business. that people are going to kick you out of there if you do that. But you're always going to have a, you're going to read some of the things and you're going to contribute.
Yeah, see, that's what I wanted you to bring out. Thank you for bringing that up because that's important. Because people, they won't know. That's kind of like when you go into the forum, you know.
Oh,
you
yeah,
can't
they're going to blast you out of there if you're going in there and advertising your, but you can have it, most of them, you can have a signature file with your signature, your name and your website. Or there'll be a little link on there where they can click on to go to your website. But just, you know, get in there and contribute and ask questions and get to know people. You know, it's a place where you build relationships with other networkers. And trust me, people will find you. I've got some people that have joined me from, they don't say anything on the forum to me, but they'll get in touch with me.
Right.
And they've joined me in my business. So the important thing there is just to be honest and you always use your real name. That's real important, too. If you're going to brand yourself on the Internet, you've got to use your real name.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be using some fake, hokey name. Use your real photograph, you know, a nice photograph on there. Don't put some funny little picture. I mean, if you're going to brand and build a presence online, you've got to use your real name.
Well, you have really given some good stuff.
My name, Sue Seward, is pretty well known on the Internet.
You're giving some really important good information to get them started, Sue. And I think, you know, if they go back and listen to this over and over again, they'll definitely be able to pull the meat out of all the content that you've given them to get them started.
So.
And I think one thing that you did suggest, you know, you just got to get online and play with it. You just start looking at, if you want to blog, start looking at other people blog. And in that way, see how they're formatting their blog. And just follow suit. You know, just change the content, but follow the suit. You can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you want to write an article, find an article that you like, you know, and figure out what about that article you like, and then follow suit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like you said, the best way to learn is just get out there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out there, you know, not expecting anything, but more than the fact that you did it. Sometimes you just need to do it, right?
Exactly.
we're closing up on time now. So final online, offline tips that you feel are very, very important that you wouldn't want to leave the show without sharing the information with. Is there anything that you felt like that you want to bring out before we close the show?
Oh, you mean just about everything or online?
Online or anything online that you want to say any more about helping people find.
I would say just to be yourself and be as honest as you can. Develop relationships with people. That's probably the most important thing is to make connections with everyone, even people in other companies.
Okay.
You know, build those relationships. Don't burn any bridges because you never know when that person's going to be looking. So, you know, keep those relationships tight and, you know, listen to people, find out what they're looking for, what they want, and just be prepared to follow up. When someone does show an interest in your business, just make sure that you're prepared to follow up with them and get them plugged in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Plug people into your system. That's important, too.
Okay. Good deal. Well, we appreciate you being on Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. You heard it straight from Sue Seward herself. And she is building a business and building it big, so I would definitely go back and listen to this a few times and take some of the suggestions that she threw out there. And, you know, just as I said, every week, over and over again, you got to just get out there, do the thing to have the power. What's that old saying, I will do today what others won't so I can live tomorrow like others can't?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to think that way. And like you were sharing your story about, you know, how hard you worked at getting to where you're at now, and you worked your business like a business and not
exactly.
like a hobby.
Exactly.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming on and donating your time and empowering and inspiring our listeners so they can get to the next level of their business too, faster rather than slower. That's always more fun that way, isn't it?
Yeah. I appreciate you having me on.
Okay.
Enjoyed it. Had fun.
Thank you, and we look forward to you coming back at the end of the year, maybe when we have our panel. We always like to have a nice, large panel of MLM Divas. So, and we'll be connecting. I know you and I will stay in connection with each other. So, again, we appreciate you. Stay with us just a few minutes, just in case someone has a question or comment after the show. All right?
Okay.
This has been Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. And, again, I'm Raven Blair Davis. I'm your host of the show. We have been visiting today with a dynamic MLM Diva. Our MLM Diva of choice is none other than Sue Seward, international coach, trainer, author, and successful business developer. Now, Sue, before we go, I know you have a generic site and for your coaching and training and your books and people relax. She's not going to try to get you're not going to try to get them in your business, are you, sis?
Oh, no.
Now, she's a coach and a trainer. She knows the rules. What goes around comes around. She's not going to do anything she don't want anybody to do to her. So go ahead and give us that information because there may be somebody looking for a coach or a trainer or your book right now.
My generic website is ecommercehomebiz.com. That's ecommercehomebiz.com. Ecommercehomebiz.com.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Next week, we invite you and your team to come join us. Make sure you check us out at womenpower-radio.com. That's womenpower-radio.com. Or check out the MLMDivas.podomatic.com. And you can download any of our shows and take them with you. If you go to our site, make sure you click on archives. Sit back, relax, enjoy, and take lots of notes so that you can put it into action. It's all about learning, but it's more about putting it into action. Isn't that right, Sue?
That's exactly right.
Got to do that. Audience, we are getting ready to have our time with the diva, and then we're going to have our drawing. Again, thanks to PM Marketing Network Leads. Remember, if you're looking for leads, check us out by going to mentoringfrom-mlmdivaslive.com and click on the PM Marketing Network banner. They got special pricing for all the divas folks. Until next week, go build it big. We'll see you next week. God bless.
Chicken Soup for the Soul introduces its first book on network marketing. Authors are looking for people in the industry to write stories for this history-making book. Hi, this is Bill Hyman, and I'm co-authoring Chicken Soup for the Network Marketer's Soul with Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. With over 100 million copies sold, 65 titles in 37 languages, Chicken Soup for the Soul has made international publishing history. This will be a groundbreaking book, and it's not going to focus only on stories of financial success, but rather human success. This book will focus on how MLM has influenced the people in the industry and those around them in a positive, often life-altering way. Do you feel you have a story worthy of publishing? Make them laugh, make them cry, make them think story? Do you know someone else who does? If so, please go to www.mlmsoul.com. This is your chance to be a contributing writer in a book that will help elevate the network marketing industry and also be a great book for prospects that are new to the industry. Imagine how proud your downline, upline, company, and prospects will be if you get selected to be in this incredible book. To find out more about how to submit a story, please go to www.mlmsoul.com. That's www.mlmsoul.com.